How's the life of a head coach?
Oh boy, I don't know. There's some good days. There's some rough days, you know. But last week was a good day. We played hard. We've got some problems, you know, with the injuries and stuff. Our kids stepped up, played well, and found a way to get a win. But it's everything the boss told me it would be, and then some.
How much did, just having him, you know, as such a close friend to you, how much did having him just help in that transition going from assistant to head coach?
Oh, it helped a great deal. As far as working for him, he gave me opportunities to do so many things that, that were part of my job now. You know, when I worked for Mike, like scheduling and camps and all that stuff, he gave me such responsibility in those phases of my job above and beyond, my job as a coordinator. So, prepared me very well from that standpoint and, just our conversations. And, really continues to help me. I mean, we talk quite a bit, and especially in the off season, and continues to be an ear for me as far as, when I've got, issues or when I need to pull from somebody, he's definitely still the first place I go.
You got more guys on IR than anybody else in the league. Anything?
Well, I don't know. God, it's just, I think it's just one of those things. I mean, we really had the issue for 2 years in a row. I mean, we've lost some players. We're getting better because of some of those issues, though. Because I mean, we've had to go out and find some guys. We've had to play some young players, and I think in the long haul, it's really going to make us better as we move forward in the future. But one of the big things Mike taught me, watching him all those years is the job that he could do, convincing players that, hey, if somebody goes down, the next guy's got to step up, and it's an opportunity for the next guy. And, you never know where you're going to find some great young player that maybe you aren't given a chance. So I think we're getting better through our problems, but, it'd be nice to have them all healthy.
Would it make you adjust anything in off season, you think, or you think about that later?
Oh, no, I definitely take a hard look at what we're doing, whether it's a weight room, training room, practice habits, actually going through campus stuff this year, we're about as clean as we could be. I mean, we really lost one player in training camp, and so we felt very good, but it just seemed like once we got going, we really started to get beat up, not little things, but some major stuff, from knees to fibulas to, it's been some big injuries, but I think it's something you got to take a look at all the time. And make sure you're doing the right things and giving your guys the best opportunity to stay healthy.
You got any chance of having Schaub and Dane play this week?
No, Matt's definitely not going to play. And we're actually, he's not even here today. We sent him off to get a second opinion on his shoulder to make sure that we're doing the right things and so that he can feel good about it. So he's definitely not going to be ready to go. We were hoping he might be able to be a backup. But as far as Ronnie, didn't do nothing yesterday. Still very sore. We'll pick up our tempo today. I'll see where he's at. I'm still hopeful that he will be available and be ready to play. But I think to say he's day-to-day would only be fair.
You've been looking forward to this game, dreading it. What are your emotions in facing Mike and the Broncos?
Well, I tell you what, it's hard to look forward in this business. We got enough problems as it is, trying to get ready from week to week. And we went through a period, we played two big road games when we got our record to 500 at Cleveland and at Tennessee and didn't play very well, so we struggled through that. But now this one's here. Actually, to be honest with you, if you take all the stuff aside, that the fact that we're playing my old team and those type of things, it's a good game for our kids. They've never had really primetime games here. They've never had schedule changes where they got to play on a Thursday. All these things that if we're going to be a good football team in the future, this organization needs to go through. So, I like having to get ready for this game Thursday. I mean, it's a chance for our kids, I think it's good for our organization.
How much personally, though, would you like to beat Mike in a friendly way, not in a malicious way, but how much would it mean to you to get a win over the Broncos?
Well, I mean, it's an important game for our team. I mean, because our team is trying to learn how to win. And, the more big games we can play in, the more, the more great football teams and organizations we can compete against and learn how to, figure this thing out, then the further we can go. As far as me personally, I'm not worried about me personally. I'm worried about our kids. As far as competing against Mike and all my buddies there that I coach a lot of football with, when you're talking about Rico and Bobby Turner and Dinger and Steve Antonopoulos, and you know what I mean. I can just go on and on. So it'll be great to see those guys. Be kind of weird looking across that field and seeing them, but you know, we look forward to it. Our team looks forward to the opportunity.
How much are you? Are these teams just mirrors of each other? How much? I mean, did you change much when you left here from what the Broncos did?
No, I'll tell you what. We just brought it here, and it's a different shade of blue. The book's just a little different shade of blue. But you know, that system that Mike brought to Denver, you know, it really brought it from San Francisco, as far as how to practice, how to prepare, those things. You know, that's the way I that's the way I was brought up, and it's obviously successful. Trying to instill the same. You know, type of things here as far as practice habits, meeting habits. So, you know, the way we go about our business is probably pretty darn identical. And, you know, if we can someday come close to the success that franchise has had, you know, it'd be a good day for Houston. So we got a lot of work to do, but we're definitely trying to do it the right way.
Since it sounds like you were pretty well prepared for Mike and the responsibilities he gave you, what was the biggest adjustment going from being an assistant to being a head coach?
Well, I think you can say I'm ready for this opportunity, but hell, until you get it, I don't think anybody knows just how demanding the job is. You know, really, the football doesn't change. You know, as far as preparing game plans and teaching, and you know, none of that's really changed. It's just all the added responsibility. I mean, dealing with all these players' lives, you know, and their families and your coaches and their lives and their families and everybody else in the organization. I mean, the responsibility just, you know, that's something I don't know if you can ever prepare anybody for. I think you grow into that. But the football part, you know, he prepared me extremely well.
One last thing. What do you see from the Broncos' defensive line versus a month ago? I mean, they've made some changes, obviously.
Yeah, they definitely have. You know, I tell you, last week as a team, they played as good as I've seen anybody play. I mean, they were totally dominant, you know, in all three phases. And, you know, if you've ever been in one of Mike's meetings, you know, he's always talking about dominating a football game, and they did that last week. So they're playing extremely well, probably as good as they've played all year. I know Mike will have them ready to go. They're very explosive on offense. To me, they've settled down on defense and probably played as well as they played all year the other day against Kansas City. And then special teams-wise, they've made some big plays. You know, I had a big return against Tennessee a few weeks ago. So, guys, we got our work cut out for us. We got to go see how many we got in one piece and then get ready to go for Thursday.
Hey, Gary, when you played, did you ever think you would see guys at wide receiver like Andre and Brandon Marshall?
You talking about size-wise?
Size-wise.
Yeah, the game's really changed from that standpoint, you know. I mean, these athletes are getting bigger, stronger, and faster, and, you know, those guys are kind of freaks, so to speak, from a standpoint of how big they are and how fast they can run. But, I think all the players are getting that way. I mean, you look at D-linemen, you look at linebackers. I mean, that's just the way the game's going. These athletes are really taking it to another level, and, you know, it's just become part of the game.
As a guy who calls plays, what does that do for you if you know you've got a guy that can do that much after the catch?
Well, I mean, you know, you definitely, the bottom line, you're trying to get the ball in those guys' hands, you know. So as a coach or a play caller, when you've got special players like that, you know, you want to come out of the game saying he touched the ball 10, 11, 12 times somehow, some way. And, you know, as a receiver, that can be very difficult sometimes to get a guy the ball because people may game plan a certain way to keep it out of his hands. So it's very challenging for you as a coach to make sure you get him involved as a player. But, you know, normally when you're successful, you're giving your best players a chance to make plays. And yeah, that's one thing I definitely learned from Mike. I mean, you've got to get those guys in position to make some plays.
How's Mario Williams been playing? Looks like he's having a pretty good stretch here.
Yeah, you know what? He's become a fine pro. I mean, he's had one hell of a year. I think he's had a Pro Bowl type season. We'll see here when the players, you know, when the voting comes out. But you know, he's becoming a heck of a player. He played hurt for us last year, half the season, and that's when I really knew he was going to be something special. I mean, he had this plantar fasciitis in his foot, and he played through that, and he took a lot of bullets along the way, being the first draft choice, and all those things have made him the player that he's slowly becoming. But you know, he's a great kid, and he's got a great future.
Did you ever worry about him dealing with all that criticism, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think to say that you didn't ever worry about any of your players, I mean, you know, once they become a success and they're doing things right and becoming great players, I mean, I think it'd be easy to sit here and say, oh, I knew he'd do it. But, we went through periods last year where, you know, when there was so much pressure. pressure on him. You know, we were trying to get our football team to where we could compete each week, and we knew he was going to be a great player. I mean, his physical tools and the way he worked, but he was going through a heck of a process, you know, as far as, hey, I'm the first pick, you know, how come this didn't happen, how come that didn't happen, you know, all those things would concern you as a coach and how he would respond, but I think that's what ultimately made him the player he is. He handled all that stuff well. He just kind of took it all in and said, hey, I'm gonna be the player that everybody expects me to be. He kept working. He got healthy. He had a great off season, and now he's reaping some rewards from that. So I think just his persistence and the way he handled himself last year, you know, told us to, hey, just have some patience. He's going to be a great player.
You feel pretty good about how you picked your first staff since Troy is already a head coach and Mike Sherman is now going
to... you know, as far as going back to Troy, I mean, you guys see the job he's done at Air Force, and, you know, it's interesting because when Mike brought him in, you know, Mike told me from day one, this guy's going to be a great football coach, and then we as a staff there in Denver could see that from the get-go. You know, when I was in Denver with Troy worked on both sides of the ball. He worked for Larry for a year, and then he worked for me for, I think, one or two. And, you know, so Troy's knowledge of both sides of the ball and the game of football are tremendous. He's a 10 times as a person. I mean, this guy is just off the charts, and you guys see what he's doing at Air Force, so I'm happy for him. And then, of course, Sherman really has helped me make the transition. It's another head coaching experience guy that I've had with me for 2 years. I'm going to miss him, but I'm happy for him. It's a great opportunity for him at A&M. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, keep our group together. That's the key to being good in this league. You got to hold staffs together, so hopefully the group we have, we can hold them together.
Gary, do you think it's hard for Kyle to be a football coach, given his dad does it, or do you think that helps him?
Oh, I think it's been a big help. I mean, Kyle's been around football his whole life. I mean, I can remember as a kid just hanging around our office and going out there running routes with our guys. And then as a coach, you know, coming back every summer and spending time with me and Mike and sitting in our meetings. And, you know, that's the way Kyle was raised, and it's in his blood. And, you know, to be honest with you, looking at him every day and dealing with Kyle and getting ready to play, it's just like, I mean, it's like dealing with his dad. I mean, he's a carbon copy, and he's going to be a hell of a coach.
You think his career track is...
Oh, I think it's going to be very fast, you know, no doubt in my mind. I mean, he's young. I think Kyle will be 26 or 27 on Friday. That's very, very young, but his knowledge and the way he works for his players, he's got tremendous respect from those guys. He's going to be a head coach very, very quickly. You know, so I mean, like I said, it's just like me working with his dad every day. They're a carbon copy.
You gonna bother you to call plays at some point, you think?
He's already doing that. He's helped. He's done a great job. You know, his expertise with us this year has done a lot of third down work, and we've improved in that area as a football team. But believe me, I'm pulling from him every day. I've got a lot of confidence in him, and a lot of confidence in where he's heading as a coach.
Last thing for me, Gary. Just you know, Casey's a local kid. I'm just wondering how he's doing for you.
You know, he's been doing really well. He's, you know, as far as Casey's effort and his ability in this league, I think he's going to play a long, long time. I think his biggest challenge has been mental, just learning the pro game and the way it changes every week. When he gets that all under control, I think he'll play in this league for a long, long time. I was going to play him last week and split some time with Bryzel, the Colorado State kid, but Casey got his lights knocked out in the second quarter and sat on the bench and kind of looked crossways for about a half. So, but he's doing okay. I expect him to be ready to go Thursday. We'll see how it goes.
Thanks a lot, Gary. We'll see
you. Okay, guys, y'all have a good day.
See you better. See you.